Welcome to Advances Podcast Series, part of the APS Publications channel. Hi, I'm Jamie Jones, and I'm the producer of this series. In this series, the authors address four key talking points provided by Editor-in-Chief, Dr. Barb Goodman. Whether you are at home or on the road, I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Steve Elmer from Michigan Tech University, and today I'm joined by my colleagues John DeRocher from Purdue Northwest University and Naveen Sharma from Central Michigan University. And together we published an editorial in the June issue of Advances in Physiology Education titled Promoting Outreach Through Physiology Chapter Collaboration. We're excited to provide a brief overview of the main findings and implications from this work. Next, I want to invite John in here to give us a little background on physiology-related outreach.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Physiology is Understanding Week started back in 2005 from the American Physiological Society, and it ran through 2016. And some of the papers that have been published about that show that it impacted at least around 100,000 K-12 students during that time. I'm sure it's influenced, you know, at least tens of thousands since that time that maybe aren't quantified as much. If you look at LifeSite TRC, one of the websites that hosts some of the Fun Week resources, you can easily see by looking at a few of the posters that it's a very inspiring event. I think it's inspiring for the K-12 students, the teachers, the university faculty and students that go and host the event. I think it's quite inspiring to all. And then related to the need to engage in outreach, I think, it's great to train the future scientists. And also with the demographic cliff coming up, I think it's probably an interest for universities to go out there and help recruit, for their programs in the future.
Great. Thanks, John. You're certainly right about the importance of outreach and thinking ahead. I want to highlight just a couple of things here. So to promote outreach here in the Great Lakes region, both the Michigan and the Indiana Physiological Societies partnered last year to promote physiology outreach in their respective states. So in other words, our two state chapters, we used our listserv, social media, and website platforms to call upon our members to engage in outreach with K-12 schools and local communities. The outreach events took place in person at K-12 schools, a library, and a museum, as well as virtually through a community public health town hall that was broadcasted on Zoom, Facebook Live, radio, and television. So Naveen, with that in mind, can you tell us a bit more about some of the outreach efforts that took place in Michigan?
Yeah, so specifically here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where I'm a faculty member here at Central Michigan, as you pointed out, our students, our university students, wanted an opportunity to get out there and spread some physiology around to the local communities. So we partnered with elementary schools in the area where our students would basically take over local gym classes and sprinkle in some exercise physiology into those, at least to share them with the students. So the teachers would really appreciate it because we take their students off them for a period or so. And the students really like to engage, right, with our college students and see what's going on, right, in terms of what college students potentially do for exercise science. So for an example, we would take students and sort of take those fourth graders. We take potential seventh graders and run them through some of the activities that we would do in our physiology labs as college students. So the students, the elementary students, get a bit of a sample of what it's like to be a college student. So the elementary students love it. The college students like to be out there in the field and talk to those students, and they respond really well. Additionally, other things that happen in Michigan, I know that we've had students go to elementary schools and build physiological type equipment like stethoscopes, from plastic funnels, balloons, just so you can listen to heartbeats. So elementary students love hearing that. We played the game Jenga to make connections between health behaviors, chronic diseases, and community resilience. And that's occurring at middle and high school level as well. And also facilitated a community panel discussion about strategies to maintain mental health and well-being, which is particularly important, as we came off the COVID epidemic. So there's some things that happen, at least at the Michigan level.
Great. Those sounds like some very engaging activities for a wide range of ages, Naveen. John, tell us more about some outreach activities that took place in Indiana down by you.
Yeah, so about a year ago, we were lucky enough to go to the Crown Point High School. We ended up teaching four sections of the biomedical sciences class. So I was lucky to have my research coordinator, Grant, and a graduate student, Reagan, that helped with the event. We basically did some resting vital sign assessment, you know, intro to those techniques using a sphygmoid core system. We compared anaerobic and aerobic exercise. And then we went into three different stations where students could, you know, try out basically taking heart rate and blood pressure using the sphygmoid core system. And then I led the exercise station one. So I thought it was a really good event. We had about 25 students or a little bit over 25 students per class. So we had a little bit over 100 students total for the day. And at the end of the day, it was really nice. We were able to provide some of the giveaway items funded through the Indiana Department of Health. So we gave away a resistance band kit, a blood pressure monitor, those types of things. And then across the other, you know, across the states in Michigan and Indiana, other events included tracing blood flow through the body using an interactive maze, transferring liquid from one container to another in a timely manner to beat the clock and learn how blood is pumped throughout the body each minute. And then another demonstration included dissecting sheep hearts to learn about cardiovascular anatomy and physiology. So you can see there's a wide variety of events that are really nice for students and teachers.
Well, thank you, John and Naveen, for sharing those examples. And I really think they highlight how we leverage both APS state chapters to promote and facilitate physiology outreach here in the Great Lakes region. So indeed, those outreach efforts impacted more than 600 individuals, including K-12 students ranging from pre-K to 12th grade, family members and community members. Also want to point out that there were over 70 undergraduate and graduate students who assisted with delivering these activities. So this can not only, of course, benefit the target audience, but also aid in the professional development for students, trainees, and faculty, and a great opportunity for all of us to practice communicating science to non-scientists. So, John, if folks want to get started with developing an outreach activity or event, where do they go?
Yeah, so I briefly mentioned LifeSci TRC earlier. There's quite a few posters and previous summaries of events there. There's also pages on the American Physiological Society. There's an outreach resources and publications page. With the Physiological Society, there's outreach resources page and a public engagement page. And then also, if you go to Advances in Physiology Education, that one of the major educational journals for the APS, if you type in FUN, you'll find at least 27 or more papers there that would be useful. And lastly, I would say you could reach out to any one of us on the podcast here.
John, great. And can you clarify, how do we spell FUN if we do that search?
Oh, P-H-U-N.
Excellent, excellent. And then finally, Naveen, you currently serve as the chair of the APS Chapter Advisory Committee. What are the next steps, do you think, for promoting physiology outreach here kind of at the grassroots level?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I mean, the CAC, the Chapter Advisory Committee, really tries to get local chapters involved with this outreach. And one of the initial ways that I felt like I started my journey with APS and physiology is being connected to the local chapters. So John, Steve, you know, we all have local connections at Michigan, and it's great that we're outreaching now to Indiana and other regional areas as well. But dealing or participating with K-12 outreach is really low-hanging fruit, right? It allows our college students that we mentor to get out into the community and really, again, show physiology, show how it works, try to see the next level of researchers, next level of scientists, and try to sort of promote a lot of that, the physiological training that we've come up with, right? So I think this is great. I think outreach activities being sponsored by APS members is phenomenal. So I think if you have a chapter, try to connect with that chapter in your area. If you don't, visit the APS website, try to figure out how to create a chapter. And we're just looking for more growth, right? And there's a lot of resources that state-level chapters can take on from APS. So APS is a great resource for a lot of those regional chapters out there.
Excellent. I want to thank both John and Naveen for joining us today, as well as our co-author, Cassie Gohn from Manchester University. And thank you to Advances in Physiology Education for the opportunity to contribute to the podcast series.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Advances in Physiology Education. If you would like to hear our latest episodes, please visit our publication's homepage at www.journals.physiology.org.